Welcome to the Soul Guide Podcast. I'm Marnie Jane, Soul Guide and Intuitive, and I'm so glad that you're here.
Hello, everyone. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to be in your ears today and doing this podcast episode. I've had a really good day. It's been really sunny here, and I definitely suffer from a little bit of seasonal depression. So it's like when it's been rainy and cloudy and the sun, it has not been out for weeks and weeks and weeks, I definitely get a little bit down in the dumps. So the minute that the sun shines outside, I feel like my whole world changes. I literally feel like my more optimistic personality probably comes out, and I just feel so much more in flow as soon as the sun comes out. Honestly, it is amazing how it just changes my mood instantly. I have spent a bit of time out in the garden today, which has been really nice because I also haven't been able to get out into the garden because it's just been rainy and miserable and gross. And I've been, you know, when the weather's like that, I just want to sit on the couch. I want to like get the fire going. I want to get a cozy blanket, a warm cup of tea, and I just want to be in my little cocoon, my little comfort zone when the weather's like that. Whereas when the sun comes out, I just feel so much lighter. It is incredible. So if you have been going through a little bit of some mood changes with the weather lately, the wintry weather, I mean, it's spring now. And, you know, I really hope that the sun is shining where you are, because the sun has not been out very much lately here at home. So it's been a little bit of an up and down ride for someone like me who struggles with the weather when it's, you know, not nice and warm and sunny. I have also just been plodding around the house, or pottering around the house. I'm such a potterer. I just love pottering around the house all day, every day. I could do it all day, every day. I just somehow find different things to clean and tidy and different jobs to do any day that I have an opportunity to potter around the house, put my music on, and I just clean away, and my Virgo self just absolutely thrives, just loves it. So as I was pottering around the house this afternoon, I was kind of like, I really want to do a podcast episode, and I put it out to Spirit. I want to do a podcast episode. I put that energy out there. But at the same time, I was like, I don't really know what I would talk about. It's so funny because when I started a podcast, I was like, I could talk about so many different things. I could talk about spirituality. I could talk about teaching. I could talk about psychic abilities. I could talk about relationships. I could talk about all these different things. But sometimes when I, you know, go to think, oh, I should do a podcast episode, I think, well, what am I going to talk about? And then I go down that rabbit hole of like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm going to run out of things to say. If you have a podcast yourself, let me know. Do you ever experience this, or is this just something that I do? Like, I started my podcast thinking, oh, there's so many things I could talk about, so many different topics, life areas that I could talk on. And then, you know, I go to actually sit down and do an episode, and I'm like, what should I talk about today? So I don't know where this episode is going to go, but my spirit team are saying to me that there is a message that I can share today. And I feel that in my heart, I have a message that I want to share today. But spirit is saying it's not up to me to judge whether that message makes sense to anybody else. My job is to put this message out there, put the conversation out there in whatever direction it flows and weaves into. And that's my job, right? It's not my job to make judgments on who is this message going to land for, okay? I don't need to question, oh, is anybody going to resonate with this? My job is to just put the message out there. And then whoever this message needs to reach, I just set the intention that this message will reach whoever needs to hear it today. Okay, so someone may need to hear that. That may be the start of the message that someone needs to hear, you know? I feel like we spend so much time judging like how we're going to be perceived by other people when it's really none of our business, right? Our business is to be ourselves, be our true authentic self, show up in whatever way feels right for us in our heart, and leave it up to the universe and leave it up to everybody else to make their own judgments of whether your message or whether what you're putting out there is for them. And if it's not for them, it's totally okay. I'm hearing that that saying, you're not always going to be everyone's cup of tea. And that is totally okay. But what you need to do is work out what is your cup of tea and then do more of that. Be more in that energy, putting that out into the universe. Now, I have no idea where this is going to go. We are just going to go with the flow here, and I'm just going to allow for spirit to kind of be in my channel and take me wherever I need to go. Now, it has been, oh my gosh, it has been a ride for me the last couple of months. I don't know, this eclipse portal has really illuminated a lot of things for me. I feel like I have gone through a major ego death, like all of the limiting beliefs that I feel I have been playing on or enabling, I feel like they have all come to the surface, and it's like, no, what you thought that you knew, you don't know, and what you thought that you felt, you don't feel. And oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin with this, but I feel like I've been through a major ego death, and I feel like I'm not even at the end of it. However, I do feel that the closer that the new moon energy comes in, I'm starting to feel a lot lighter. So what can happen when we go through something like these major eclipse portals, even like shimmer resonance spikes, full moons, what can happen is a lot of those limiting beliefs and those negative thought patterns can rise to the surface to be released, right? They come into the forefront of your mind, and then from there, we need to release the energy and the emotion around it, right? Up through how spirit shows me this, it's like literally like these thoughts, they draw from wherever they are. Maybe they're in your heart, in your solar plexus, in your sacral, depending on what these thoughts are. They rise up through into the mind, and then we release them through an emotional purge, a release, energy cleanses up through the crown. And they show me kind of like that being sent up into God's light, right? Up to the highest consciousness to be judged, right? Or to be rebalanced, okay? So something like when I'm talking about these limiting beliefs and these thought patterns, it can be something like if we were talking about speaking, for example, like on that theme of podcasting and things like that, I might have a thought of, oh, well, what I have to say is not going to be of any use to anyone. That is a limiting belief. And this is kind of coming back to what I was talking about. It's not up to us to judge who's going to resonate with this. What our job is to do is to put our message out there and then let it have life, and then let other people make judgments for themselves as to whether that resonates for us. So in terms of that limiting belief, like my message won't land for someone, or my message is not useful, my voice doesn't have weight to it, right? So what is the point in even putting myself out there? What is the point in even talking about what I want to talk about? So that is like a limiting belief. It stops me from being able to reach people with a message that may be really important for someone else to hear, right? So one thing that has come up for me in this eclipse portal is that I have a very, very strong inner critic, I would say. I'm a Virgo rising, Virgo sun as well. So Virgos are naturally very self-critical. Also, they can be quite critical of other people, but self-criticism is a common experience for a lot of Virgos. And I actually was listening to a podcast episode not that long ago all about Virgos, and the lady said on there that statistics show that people with Virgo placements have a higher chance of developing like suicidal thoughts and suicidal ideations and things like that because of how self-critical Virgos can be on the self, right? So over this eclipse portal, I have realized that I have a lot of trouble with self-sabotage, And I also have a lot of trouble with avoidance. Okay. So what I feel like I want to unpack this, and I want to unpack this because I want you to think about, am I self-sabotaging in my life? And am I falling into avoidance behaviors that are hindering me from being able to achieve something positive or achieve something that I want to achieve, right? So, for example, when I get into a self-sabotaging energy, or I have this looping negative limiting belief in whatever area of life I might be looking at, I instantly, or I don't want to say instantly, but I get into this energy of avoidance, okay? Avoidance of failure, avoidance of being seen, avoidance of being hurt or being harmed within that situation, right? So when I get into that avoidance energy, I can avoid whatever it is that that limiting belief is connected to in order to keep myself safe. And I want you to think about whether you do this too, okay? And I'm going to use the example of, a relationship, right? And I'm going to be so honest, I do this in my own relationship. I'm working on it, but I also want you to think about whether you're doing this in your relationship, okay? And I'm going to kind of like talk on this, like, I'm not going to go into too much detail because I also believe that, you know, what I'm going through, I don't need to share everything that's personally going on with me to be able to support you, right? So in terms of avoidance, like let's use the example of I'm in a relationship, my partner and I have come up against a conflict, and because of this conflict, I might have self-critical thoughts about my role within the relationship, and rather than approaching it head on, I might fall into avoidance behaviors so that I don't have to deal with whatever outcome or whatever possible negative outcome might come from me addressing the situation, okay? Now, let me think of, I want to try and use an example that you might be able to resonate with. Okay, let's use this example because this is the example that Spirit is showing me. Let's say you've had a really busy day at work, and you come home and you say to your partner, what are you thinking about for dinner? And you're having this conversation about dinner. It's quite a common conversation that you would have in your relationship. What do you want to have for dinner? And, you know, your partner might go, oh, I'd really like to have some pea and ham soup. I'd really like some pea and ham soup. And then you go, oh, well, I don't really feel like going to the shop. Do you reckon you could go to the shop? And then your partner goes, oh, okay, yes, I can go to the shop. Okay, cue the self-sabotaging thoughts in terms of all those inner critical thoughts of, oh my gosh, he's mad at me now or she's mad at me now because she has to go to the shop. I've asked them to go to the shop. They've huffed and puffed. Now they're cranky with me because I've asked them to do something. And then let's cue all of the looping thoughts that spiral from there in terms of, oh my gosh, I have, you know, created this big problem now because he is now going to be mad at me because he has to go to the shop when I didn't really have the energy for. I'm becoming a burden on our relationship because I'm asking for him to do something for me. Bloody blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then cue the avoidance behaviors of, okay, I am just going to avoid him now because he's obviously mad at me, right? I feel like this could kind of come into anything. Like this can happen with bosses, you know, having conversations with a boss or someone in leadership, and it's not really, you know, you're picking up on a vibe, but it might not actually be a vibe. Anyway, I don't know where this story is going, but cue those avoidance behaviors. Now, in terms of those avoidance behaviors, that creates an issue within the relationship, because what can happen now is rather than you facing this problem head on with your partner and having the conversation of, okay, I asked you to go to the shop. I'm getting a feeling that you're cranky at me because I asked you to go to the shop. Is that what you are feeling, or is this something that I'm starting to feel a bit self-critical about because I've asked you to do something and I don't want to put you out or whatever, right? You might find that your partner goes, no, it's totally fine. I honestly wasn't mad about going to the shop. I just thought, okay, I better get to the shop because the shop is going to close soon or whatever this conversation is. I want to bring this up mainly because I feel like women, especially women who may experience anxiety, they can fall into this overthinking, this inner critical looping of thoughts that might not actually have any truth. But at some point, these behaviors have come into play to keep you safe. But what we really need to be doing is looking at our situations. It's 4:44 p.m. on my clock. Looking at our situations and working out, is this a situation that I actually am unsafe in? Okay. I also want you to reflect on where have these avoidance behaviors, where have these self-sabotaging behaviors, where have these inner critic thoughts, where have they come in? Where did they begin? Okay. Because when, you know, these behaviors, they're taught behaviors. They are learnt behaviors. You learn how to keep yourself safe, usually because an unsafe situation has prompted you to put in protective behaviors to keep you safe, okay? I was in a extremely toxic relationship for 3.5 years. I did not know when I was in that relationship that it was a problem. Like, I didn't recognize the many red flags that this person was showing me. But through that 3.5 years of dealing with manipulation, gaslighting, emotional abuse, financial abuse, when I was going through all of that, I was putting protective behaviors into place to keep me safe in those situations without recognizing in that situation that that's what I was doing. It's almost like my brain was registering that, okay, this is unsafe. What can I do to protect myself in this situation, okay, to avoid negative backlash or negative reactions from this person, okay? Whereas when I look at my current relationship, it's not even in the same ballpark as what that previous relationship, that past relationship was, right? So it's like I'm coming into my relationship that I'm in now, which is extremely healthy. My partner has a very secure attachment style. He has a very level nervous system, so not much bothers him. He, you know, he's not reactive. He's very calm, level-minded, right? So I'm taking this nervous system, these self-sabotaging behaviors, these limiting beliefs, this avoidance behavior, I'm taking all of that from the past relationship that I've learned. I've put it into place. And I'm taking it into this new relationship. And this new relationship, and I want to, like I say, my new relationship, but my partner and I have been together for 6 years now. So I'm bringing those behaviors into this relationship where I actually don't need them, okay? Maybe I need different things to support that relationship, but I don't need all of the, I don't need to avoid my partner through conflict. You know, my partner handles conflict very well, very calmly. So naturally, like me having a conversation with him and asking him, oh, were you actually bothered that I asked you to go to the shop? Or, you know, what was your experience in that? Would have a very different, he has a very different response to say what my ex-partner would have had, okay? So I want you to look at your behaviors that are showing up within your relationships that are maybe creating some friction or creating some negative impacts on you emotionally, okay? The issue with these avoidance behaviors, I really want to talk about avoidance behaviors because that has been the biggest thing that has been highlighted for me in the last 2 months and through this eclipse portal. And I want to talk about it because quite often, whatever I'm going through, there is a strong collective energy around me of women, some men as well, who are also experiencing this. Okay. The problem with having an avoidance behavior mechanism or avoidance coping mechanisms is that it can not only help you to avoid negative outcomes, but it can also help you to avoid positive outcomes. And that's when it becomes a problem, okay? Because of the fact that you might be trying to avoid, let's say, failure, but you might also be avoiding connection or avoiding abundance, okay, through those avoidance behaviors. I want to talk about this from a business sense. So in my business, the last couple of months, I have had to take time off. I've had to take a major step back because the energy at the moment has been so intense for me personally that I haven't been in a place where I've had a lot of capacity to be able to help clients in like one-on-one capacities, for example. My energy has been quite low because I've been moving through a lot of things personally, and I needed to take something off my plate. But as I'm reflecting on this and as Spirit is showing me all these different things that they're wanting me to walk through, avoidance, not only have I been avoiding things in other areas of my life, like relationships, like friends, family, things like that, I also have fallen into this avoidance energy with my business, okay? It's been like, no, I want to avoid that because, you know, it's too much or whatever's going on, okay? Because these limiting beliefs, I've had some really strong limiting beliefs come up. And naturally, that has impacted on how I see myself within my business because my business energy is an extension of my energy, right? So when we fall into these or when we experience these inner criticism thoughts, inner critical thoughts, when we experience or we lead into those self-sabotaging behaviors or thoughts, we then can lead into the avoidance behaviors and we can avoid a lot of things in our life. Not only relationships, we can avoid friends, we can avoid family, we can avoid our businesses, we can avoid our children even. I don't have children, but I can imagine that if you were feeling overwhelmed from certain areas in your life and, you know, possibly you have got children at home that sometimes you find it difficult to deal with their big emotions, you might fall into avoidance because that is what you feel is going to keep you safe in that moment. Okay. Now, like I said before, I'm a Virgo. I am also connected to, for some reason, I'm getting the number 9. I don't know why. Maybe it's connected to the Hermit. So Virgos, they are connected to the Hermit card in tarot. Okay. And hermiting is very much like going within, finding introspection, I guess going through the depth and then using the learning and holding the light and shining that light to help you move forward, right? So this is kind of connected to what we're talking about in terms of like being aware of what your limiting beliefs are, being aware of where you might be self-sabotaging, being aware of what behaviors you fall into to keep you safe can help you to redirect the way that you deal with challenging situations or conflicts or I want to say inner conflict as well, like not just conflict with other people but inner conflict within yourself. When you've got that self-awareness, you can work out how to redirect these behaviors that may be creating these negative impacts on your life, okay? So one thing I wanted to talk about as well, like, is very much this loss of connection, okay? So someone who may be hermiting, who may be being really avoidant, there's so many positive things that you can be missing out on because of that avoidant behavior. So it's a good idea to put in some sort of toolkit or put a toolkit in place for when you fall into these avoidant behaviors. What can you do to redirect that behavior into something else that's going to help you have more of a positive outcome on your life, right? So for example, I have noticed, okay, I'm avoiding a lot of areas in my life right now and it's not supporting my mental health, okay? So one thing that I have done this week is, well, this week especially, is anytime that a friend or a family member has reached out to ask for a catch up, or anytime that someone has sent me a message asking me how I'm going or something like that, I have been very intentional to connect by saying, yes, let's go and have a coffee, or yes, I'll come round, or yes, you can come and visit, or, you know, yeah, let's have a chat back and forth about this situation, because that supports me to, or that has supported me to reconnect with those areas, with those people that I have maybe subconsciously or just naturally fallen into a bit of an avoidance behavior with, because it was getting a bit too much for me emotionally. Now, I'm not saying that hermiting or avoiding is a bad thing, okay? It's not always a bad thing. It only becomes harmful, the word that Spirit's saying. It only becomes harmful when you do it to the extreme, to the point where you are shutting yourself off from areas in your life that have, are important to you. For example, if you've got a beautiful group of friends or some really beautiful friendships around you that you can lean on, that it's an equal energy exchange, you feel uplifted after you have caught up with them. If you are even avoiding those sorts of connections and are avoiding them long term, that can become harmful for your mental health, okay? We need belonging. Humans, we need belonging. We need these connections to keep us, to keep us grounded, to keep us connected to the human experience, okay? It's important for our mental health to feel as though we belong somewhere, even if it's just in one really good friendship. Okay, even that little piece of belonging can shift, a whole mood, can shift your whole mood just by having a beautiful conversation with someone else where you feel heard, you feel loved, you feel understood, and you feel connected, okay? It's just so, so important. Now, I feel like Spirit has just taken a really big step back, and I'm wondering whether they're going to redirect me into something else. I have just spoken for like almost half an hour, which is crazy. I've just pulled a couple of cards, it's funny the cards that have come out. So I'm using the Pass Around the Smile Positive Guidance Oracle card deck. And the first card is perspective. Is this situation worth dwelling on any further? Changing your perspective has the power to change your experiences. Now, I love this card because this actually connects very well with what I have just spoken about in terms of our limiting beliefs, our self-sabotaging thoughts, right? And the example that they're giving me is that if you are stopping yourself from connecting with other people, or you're not putting yourself in situations to meet like-minded people, okay? You're not doing that because you're avoiding, maybe feeling a little bit anxious or a little bit uncomfortable socially. You're then getting into this loop of, I have no friends, okay? I want you to consider, do you actually have no friends, or is that just a limiting belief that is coming up for you right now? And do you need to change your perspective on this in terms of, no, I just need to put myself out there, or I need to say yes to things so that I can get that connection and possibly meet new people. I also want you to consider this in terms of, you know, I have actually experienced a lot of, I want to say redirection, but to start with, it's felt like a lot of rejection, but I have had a lot of redirection in the last 6 months. And, you know, my perspective on some things during that eclipse season definitely probably hit a lower point in terms of, you know, I was like, this is just not working out for me. Nothing's working out for me right now. I'm so frustrated because I've been rejected by something else again. I need to change my perspective on that. And I'm trying really hard to look at this in terms of, I haven't been rejected. I have just been redirected. And obviously what I was trying to move towards there is not part of my highest good. I don't need to think about that situation anymore. It's not worked out and that's fine. And I just need to leave it at that. And I need to put my energy into the other things that fill my cup or that I feel I have found a flow with and I'm moving forward comfortably with, right? So you might be in a space where you also need to look at your perspective on, you know, maybe you've had some rejections or some redirections lately and, you know, you've been getting a little bit bogged down and you've been maybe playing into the negative thoughts and the inner critic about, you know, going down that route of I'm obviously not good enough and that's why it didn't work out, when actually the universe might just be looking at your situations and looking at the situation you were trying to place yourself in and recognizing that, nope, that is not going to be for their highest good. We need to move her towards something else, okay? So think about how your perspective may be generating certain outcomes in your life right now, okay? And this other card that came out was resilience. And oh my freaking God, I swear, this eclipse season has seriously been calling me to be resilient. I feel like I have reached a whole new level of resilience through this whole learning experience. So it says, your resilience has been noticed from above and by those around you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're strong and it will pay off in more ways than you could ever imagine. So the message that I'm hearing is if you've been knocked down, just keep getting back up. It's very much a phoenix rising kind of energy. And it's like each time that you get the strength within yourself to rise up from something that's knocked you down, you develop a stronger sense of resilience within yourself, okay? One thing that Spirit has also been saying to me is that you've been through worse, okay? You've been through worse. And I feel like somebody listening is going to hear that message and be like, yep, actually, I have been through worse. So don't let these smaller inconveniences, challenges, speed bumps in the road, don't let them completely set you off down this dark path of negative thinking or limiting beliefs, self-sabotage, avoidance, whatever it is you might be, you know, using or falling into to try and keep yourself safe, okay? You are stronger than what you realize you are, and you are going to come out the other side of, like, I just want to say the next 4 months, September, October, November, December, yeah, the next 4 months, okay, there's going to be more changes, like Spirit is saying, there's going to be more speed bumps in the road, okay, but you are resilient, you are strong, and you know in your heart what you need to move towards, and anything that doesn't work out right now, it is not meant to be. Spirit also told me this morning that you can't keep trying to put your new self, your new identity into old places. It's not going to work, okay? Spirit is saying you have grown too much beyond those old places, that your energy is just not a match, okay? You are in a new vibration, a whole new energy frequency. So those old places, they're not going to feel aligned. If you do try to go back there, you are going to get knocked down in some way, or knocked back is the right word. Not knocked down, knocked back, because your energy is not a match for the frequency of that old place anymore. That is why you have moved on, okay? You've moved on naturally and you're going to continue to grow to fit into more aligned spaces, okay? Spirit is also saying that you need to believe in yourself. So someone's obviously listening to this and having some troubles with self-belief, believing that you might be believing that you don't know enough, that you're not experienced enough, that you're not good enough for whatever reason. And Spirit is saying you need to believe in yourself and you need to have more faith that you are good enough, you do know enough, and you are experienced enough to move towards this new pathway that I feel is naturally opening. They literally show me like an open door. So there's obviously some open door situations coming for people when the doors are just going to open and they're just going to move so naturally into this beautiful new beginning that's coming. The bottom of the deck is the Miraculous Shift card. There is magic in the air. Breathe it in and make room for what's coming, which is perfect for that. The doors are opening, okay? The shift is coming, particularly after this new moon. Yeah, start setting your intentions for what you want. Start thinking about what do you want to create in your life and start taking some aligned actions towards it. But make sure that you remind yourself that you are so capable. So capable to be able to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. Okay, I feel like I'm going to leave it there because I have just rambled for 40 minutes. I touched on lots of different things and I'm going to try to break more of that down in like little separate episodes. But for now, I feel like that's a good touch on what I've kind of been experiencing and possibly what you may have been seeing in your own life with this collective energy, or even if you're having conversations with your friends and your friends may be going through some of this, maybe if you feel this podcast episode will be helpful for them to listen to, then you can point them in my direction. But otherwise, reflect, keep reflecting on what behaviors, what challenges, what lessons, what learnings have been popping up for you this eclipse season, and know that we're heading towards the time where we're going to start feeling the shifts within, and we need to be, I guess, consciously implementing that learning into our life by making changes and starting to walk down the path of those shifts. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if I've worded that right, but anyway, we'll talk to you all soon. Bye.